Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how lymphatic system detoxification helps difficulty breathing. Many of my clients come in for other health reasons, but tell me that at times they have it difficulty breathing. There's a reason for this tightness that you feel in your chest, and it has to do with acidic lungs and tissues around the lungs. A little later, I'm going to explain one exercise that can help you take a better breath. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain Weight Loss and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to dramatically improve your lymphatic system and health. This is something we all need to learn how to do. Understanding this myth science that we're filling up with cellular waste because our lymphatic system, our body sewage treatment system, isn't working, I developed body work called lymphpractic. We're all familiar with chiropractic, but this is lymphpractic is care for your lymphatic system. And when we maintain a lymphatic system, we help every system in the body, not just one system. I work in Scottsdale, Arizona. I use lymphpractic to manually tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune response and help natural detoxification to reduce inflammation. Over a few weeks, you just feel totally different because you're no longer inflamed and you have good circulation. You will also feel more relaxed in your body and mind, more relaxed than you have felt in your life. This happens because when we open a lymphatic system, we're improving lymph flow out of the brain, which improves circulation in the brain. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system. You can have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. So I hope you see that this is something we all need to worry about. Everybody has a lymphatic system, and it maintains your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, nerves, and brain. And when we ignore this system, then we become toxic from our own cellular waste building in our body. Have you experienced tight chest and difficulty breathing? I know I have. It's a very uncomfortable feeling. You have to fight to get air into your lungs. And this is not asthma. I'm not talking about asthma or bronchitis or COPD. I'm talking about just people who are just having tightness in their chest, no diagnosis, and they find it difficult to breathe. Sometimes it's not all the time, but it is at times. And there is a reason for this. And you have to fight to get air into your lungs, and this can make you feel anxious or depressed. There can be many reasons that you have had a hard time breathing, from not breathing deeply enough to complete the exchange of air in your lungs, dehydration, inactivity, overexercising, and ongoing stress. If you live in a stressful situation, this can make you very acidic and can constrict your lungs. If you're taking a few medications, even medications that are meant to help you can deplete magnesium and other minerals in your body, which can lead to acidic lungs and tight muscles in your chest. Even the air you breathe has to be considered. Do you live in a city or do you live in the mountains? In the last few years, there have been a few alerts of excess carbon dioxide in the air, CO2. So the air you breathe can have excess carbon dioxide, which forms carbonic acid when it interacts with water in your lungs. So it's really, we have to consider everything. But the most important thing is we just have to know, are we acid or are we alkaline? So everything in your body is made up of cells. When the cells of your body become overly acidic, they cannot clean themselves efficiently. And they become full of cellular waste and inflammation. And this tightens the cells. And this research was just found as a missed root cause of Alzheimer's. They said that the astrocyte in the brain, it's a brain cell, when it becomes acidic, it can no longer clean itself. And they say this is a hallmark beginning of Alzheimer's. But this cell becoming acidic is happening in every part of our body because every part of our body is made up of cells. So we have to understand pH to understand what's going on in our body is, what is pH? pH stands for the percent, potential of hydrogen, and it's a way to test whether a solution is acidic, in balance, or alkaline. And we check our saliva and urine. In medicine, they check blood. So the scale, the pH scale, is from 0 to 14. 7 is neutral, and you want your saliva and urine pH to be between 6.5 and 7.5. If it goes outside of these ranges, then the fluids in our body become damaging to our cells. And remember, there's fluid in every part of our body. You have so many people test, when I test their pH, test at a 5. I know when I tested my family and myself at the beginning when I first did this, we were 100 times more acidic than we were supposed to be. We're supposed to be at a 7. We were around a 5. And this acidic pH is what's tightening your lungs and chest and really making most of your health problems. So when we ignore this acidity, which we really just treat it as a digestive problem, right? We all know that acid causes digestive problems. We know about Rolaids, R-O-L-A-I-D-S, Brioski, all these different things, Tums, that people have in their homes, but we treat it as a digestive issue when acid is actually damaging our organs, our brain, our eyes, our ovaries, our prostate, whatever it may be where this acid builds is becoming damaged. And in this case, it's your lungs. And when we ignore this acidity in your lungs, it can lead to hyperinfiltration where your lungs can't release air efficiently, and then it leads to COPD and emphysema, and you don't want that. So our major lymph drain, where all the lymph in the body must go to, is under your clavicles, right at the front of your neck, right at the base of your neck. If you put your fingers right down the front of your neck, those are your clavicle bones. And right under those is right where your major lymph vessels go into the subclavian vein. And it's one vessel on either side of your neck. And when this area in your shoulder becomes tight, or the lymphatic vessel becomes congested from cellular waste or acidity, and the cellular waste is like log jams in a river, acidic fluid can become trapped in your shoulders and reach down into your tissues of your lungs and chest. And maybe people think of your lungs just sitting there nice in your chest, being able to breathe and move. Well, that's not the case. Your lungs are sitting in your chest with very little space. They're jammed into your heart. There's actually a cardiac notch in the left lung, and it goes right into your lungs, your ribs. So there's muscles that connecting your lungs to your heart and into the spine, also muscles over the ribs, between the ribs, and under the ribs. When the tissues in the chest become overly acidic, these tissues constrict and limit the ability of the lungs and chest to expand, limiting the ability to breathe, making it difficult. So it's not just a lung problem. It's an acidic tissue and muscle problem in our chest. So if you've been following my advice, you've been doing more gentle everyday detoxification. This at times when we do it a little too aggressively, or we're too acidic and we release too much waste, this can make us more acidic, which can make you feel more tightness in your chest as waste is moving through the body and lungs. People don't realize that. When you're doing a detoxification, the waste just doesn't go to the garbage. It actually gets recycled. Your lymph system collects all this waste from your tissues, your lungs, your heart, your skin, and it moves it up your body into the neck, into the subclavian vein, into your heart, and then it just gets pushed out again to be recycled to go through the organs of elimination. That's the way it gets taken out, or to be recycled again. So some of these substances we need to be recycled. So everyone needs to know how to maintain their lymphatic system to help detox damaging acidic cellular waste from their body. Whether you have a lung problem, or you have headaches, or you have cancer, does not matter. In my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, I use work called lymphopraxy to help clients who have cognitive problems, chronic pain, cancer, heart disease, Lyme disease, swelling. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification to reduce damaging inflammation. Lymphopraxy makes you feel more relaxed in your body and mind, more relaxed than you felt in a lifetime. I guarantee it. I see it over and over again. I knock people out. When I move circulation through your body and brain, you relax. So if you're a person who can't relax, I can help you. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone. I guarantee it will change your life. and check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. 7 lessons with 30 easy, very easy activities. Read a page, watch a video of me, you know, showing you how to drain yourself or talking about food or supplements. Really simple. But you'll become empowered with these 7 lessons and 30 easy activities to help you understand how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system to gain more control over your health issue. And that's what it really is. It's not about curing. If you hear me talking, I never talk about curing cancer, curing a disease. It's really about gaining control over it. But if you gain more than enough control over it, then maybe you won't have this issue. Because it's mostly when we're toxic, when we're more acidic, is when we feel these things more. So what can you do to help your difficulty breathing? Number one, you have to keep your shoulders more relaxed. This is where the major lymph drain is. We have to open up the lymph flow to the lungs, and we do that by opening up our shoulders. When a lymph system isn't working, it's a pressure relief system. When the lymphatics in the lungs become congested, it's like having a 5-pound bag with 7 pounds of fluid. The lungs can actually constrict and have pressure in them. So it can be many different reasons. And if the lungs become tight and have excess fluid, then they become even tighter. So what we have to do is keep our shoulders, I really haven't talked about this much here, but we have to keep our shoulders relaxed. So what I want you to do is learn the Lymph Man Shuffle. Like I teach you about this in my book, in my course. I even have it on YouTube under John Ossipinski YouTube. If you go to Facebook, it's Lymph Man. So the Lymph Man Shuffle is simple. You relax your arms by your side, and you move your shoulders, one up to your ear, the other one moves down. Move the other one up to your ear, and one moves down. So your shoulders are going in reverse. One shoulder up, one goes down, the next shoulder goes up, the other one down. And you do this in a quick succession, very quick. Oh, there you go. I just took a deep breath. So my hands are also tingling. Because I opened up my lymphatic system in my neck, which, again, allows lymph flow to flow out of your body. So my hands and arms opened up. I feel them more, and I feel more relaxed, and I feel a relaxation in my head. And you could do this just for, you know, 30 seconds, maybe 20 times, 30 times, just up and down. If you have shoulder problems, check with your healthcare practitioner. And, you know, just start slow, because if you do it too much in the first day or days, you're going to release waste and make it more sore. So start slowly. Maybe do it once or twice a day at first, and then you can do it more throughout the day. So you also need to know whether you're acidic or you're alkaline. So, you know, if you haven't checked your pH, you need to do that. Just get a pH test, and for about an hour, 2 hours, really 2 hours, 90 minutes maybe, you have nothing by your mouth. Fruits and vegetables, guys, because your diet plays a lot to it. Having rice, even brown rice, even whole wheat, these things make us acid. So we want to add magnesium in your body. And there's many different things you can do, which you can go to my site. So we basically want to know that we have to improve our pH. And you do that with magnesium. You do that with Epsom salt baths. You do that by deep breathing. And that most importantly, you have to be aware of the problem. Most people aren't. So check out my website, HealthyLymphSystem.com. is a lot of information that can change your life. It's all about detoxing your lymphatic system. On next Thursday show, I'll be explaining how to help infant colic by improving lymph flow. You know, I hope understanding how to detox your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life, because if you're having difficulty breathing, this is really serious. We don't want it to get worse, and that's the most important thing. Whether you have lipedema, lymphedema, you have headaches, migraines, cancer, we want to gain control of our health so that we are not helping things get worse by continuing our diet and making ourselves acidic. If I can help you understand how to improve how you feel and think and how you breathe, contact me at HealthyLymphSystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life. Contact me if you have any questions at HealthyLymphSystem.com. There's also a acid alkaline food chart on the bottom of the homepage. You can put that on your refrigerator. Start eating more of the alkaline food. Have a great day.